Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. 901 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. As you just heard there, the Phillies play here on WIP. They haven't for a while. We hope and we think, and it sounds like they will in less than a month. July 23rd, probably July 24th, an opening day. But first, we have a summer camp. Let's chat with Matt Breen here, the Inquirer, about the Phils, about what this summer camp could look like at Citizens Bank Park and FDR Park, and what the 2020 Phillies might be. Matt is up. What's up, Matt? How you doing?
What's up, Joe? How you doing? It's been a while.
It has. Well, first of all, I haven't spoken to you since your baby was born, so congratulations. How's the baby doing?
He's good. We just put him to bed. Thanks a lot.
Is he ready for his first baseball season?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be canceled by the coronavirus, but here we are. He's going to see something.
He is. I don't know what it's going to look like, but he's going to see something. Matt, let's get into a couple Phillies things, and we'll get to the summer camp and what that's going to be. But let's start with JT Realmuto, Matt. It's become a big story the last couple weeks. I mean, I think it was kind of bubbling under the surface because we all were wondering, would they get something done before spring training? And then, as we know, everything stopped, and now they can get something done. The transaction freeze ended last Friday. Matt Klentak yesterday didn't sound like anything was on the horizon. I think people have overreacted to his comments. The way it sounded to me was, yeah, we want the guy, but he's not wrong. The landscape has changed. What did you make of it? What's your feeling right now on the whole JT thing?
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought Matt Klentak actually gave a pretty honest answer about it, and he's right. Before the coronavirus, take us back to Clearwater, and they're negotiating after the arbitration. Get that deal done before opening day. You know, business is normal. Everything is normal. You take care of that. But now, you look at the landscape of baseball. You look at your own organization. You don't know what the price of JT Realmuto is. It's not going to be the same price it was last winter. It's not going to be the same price it was in March. So, you know, teams are going to be hit hard by this loss of revenue. Some owners are going to be able to survive this more than others are. And I just think to sign him now, you're bidding against yourself. Wait until the offseason, see what the real price is. The price of free agency, the price of a player is going to change dramatically this offseason than it was last offseason. There's literally no reason to do it right now. It just wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think that's the way this probably will play out and should play out. And I was mentioning earlier that we don't know how much players are going to get paid or how much the landscape's going to change. Like, just take Mookie Betts, for example. Mookie's obviously the top free agent to come, and he's a better player than JT. And I think we would all say he's going to be in a different salary tier. And he was probably going to make, I don't know, 35-ish million a year. Well, what if his number now drops to 27 or 28 just because economics change in baseball? Well, then, like, JT, you know, possibly asking for 24 a year, that doesn't work anymore. All of a sudden, maybe JT becomes a $20 million player, whatever. I think that this whole thing, like, everyone's afraid of losing him. When we're still a long way from losing him, there's a chance he goes to free agency and the Phillies still can sign him back.
Yeah, and there's a high chance he goes to free agency and the Phillies would be the highest bidder. There's no reason they can't be, but you're bidding against yourself right now. And the markets in baseball are always unpredictable. Like, Bryce Harper was going to get $500 million. He clearly didn't get $500 million. I think, you know, no one ever seems to know going into an offseason what the values are going to be. And then it plays out. And this offseason is going to be the most unpredictable one just because of what's happened this year.
Yeah, and it's going to be an unpredictable season here, Matt, with 60 games, assuming we can get through this and they're going to do it. And we got a little glimpse on how the Phillies are going to do it with the roster they told us about on Sunday. Matt, the one thing I noticed was interesting is the Phillies, at least on the outset, one, they don't have a bunch of catchers. Most teams did, I guess, fear of COVID, and you need people that could play that position. But the other thing I noticed was not a lot of their prospects. I mean, Bohm and Howard are there, but there's not as many as those guys. There's more of the non-roster guys, like guys they were still fighting for positions in spring training. It feels like they still don't know what their roster is going to be, and they're still going to have fights for positions here the next few weeks, in Philadelphia.
First, they're going to sign some veteran catchers this week, I would imagine. They have to have more than three catchers going into the season. And I was just looking at the roster this morning trying to, gauge. It's so hard to predict a 30-man roster because you don't know where the positions are going to yield to those extra four spots. But you try to make up a bench, there's like, eight guys that are legitimately in that conversation for those last three or four bench spots. You move to the bullpen, it's the same thing. There's, eight arms that you could put in there for the last five bullpen spots, maybe 10 to 12 arms. There's so many different variables and competitions that weren't settled when they left Clearwater that still aren't settled. And I think that's why you see this 53-man roster with seven openings that, like you said, it really is heavy more on non-roster guys, veteran guys, not really prospects that aren't going to play. Like other teams are bringing their top prospects. The draft picks from this June obviously aren't going to play in the majors, but they're going to be in camp. The Phillies aren't doing that, at least not yet. So I think they're going to settle their roster this 3 weeks before the season starts, figure out who the 30 are, and then you can add Mickey Moniak. You can add Bryson Stott. You can bring up guys like that and put them in the player pool, have no intention to put them on the major league roster, but you can at least give them some exposure to a playing environment this summer, and I think you'll see that later on.
Matt, two guys we know are going to be part of this, and Matt Klentak yesterday acknowledged that they could help the team this year, Alec Bohm and Spencer Howard. And, typically, Matt, I understand why teams do what they do with service time manipulation. The way the rules are set up, it's silly not to. In a normal season, hold a guy back for 3 weeks, you get a whole extra year. This summer, from what I understand, it's just about 7 days, in terms of how long you'd have to hold a guy back, not bring him up, and then you get that extra year of free agency. And I get all that. But, Matt, in a year where there's only 60 games, every game matters so much. And you see some of the projections, like there's like five or six NL teams within a game or two of the playoffs. If the Phillies really want to win this year and they think Alec Bohm and Spencer Howard make them a better team, it doesn't really fit to me to not take them right away for service time manipulation. Like in a 162-game season, there's so many games to make up wins. Like you don't have to think about it like, oh, if we don't have this guy for 2 weeks, we're screwed. But in a 60-game season, 7 games of maybe Alec Bohm hitting as a DH, that's a big deal if they think he could play. What's your read and your guess on those two? And do you think they should be there? Or do you think the Phillies will manipulate the time again?
My guess on the situation is that they will not be there. But my opinion is that they should be there. I can't agree with you more. And I get you want to manipulate contracts and you want to add that extra year at the end of free agency and delay that by a year. But a week in a 60-game season really could be, what determines if the Phillies make the playoffs or not. The Phillies haven't been in the playoffs since 2011. This is not the time to manipulate contracts in a 60-game season and manipulate service time. Bring your two best prospects at positions of need. You can use a third baseman or a designated hitter with Alec Bohm, who also can play first base. And you sure as hell need a starting pitcher. So there's Spencer Howard. And the other point is that you're manipulating the service time to extend their free agency, get you to 2020. They'd get 6 years starting this year if they come up. So that puts them to free agency after the 2025 season. If you manipulate it, they're after the 2026 season. That means Matt Klentak's been on the job for more than 10 years, if he's benefiting from that. The Phillies haven't had a general manager for more than 10 years since Paul Owens. So, no matter what happens to Matt Klentak, he most likely will not be the general manager anyway in 6 years. But if he is going to be the general manager in 6 years, his best chance to do that is to win, not to manipulate service time. So it's really in Matt Klentak's best interest to put these guys on the roster, make sure they win, and that's how, you know, he can protect his own job security. I don't think he's going to protect it by missing the playoffs this year just because he manipulated service time.
Yeah, it's a good point. That Matt benefits, and obviously Joe Girardi, if he thinks those guys are ready, he's gonna push them to be there because he benefits too. We're talking about Matt Breen of the Inquirer. Philly summer camp starts later this week. All right, Matt, what do you think this is going to look like? And I know we're all just guessing here, but I'm just trying to figure out how they're going to pull this off in terms of a summer camp. We've heard about they're going to have some players over at FDR Park. I read one story they're going to have maybe weightlifting on the concourse. Have you started to try to picture what this is going to look like? Because spring training, they have so many fields, they can get so much done, and now they have to follow all these rules with all these players basically in one stadium and then a park across the street.
Yeah, they're going to have practices in the morning and in the afternoon, like so two at a time. One practice at the ballpark and another practice at FDR going on in the morning. And then the afternoon, a different group comes in. Half of that group goes to the ballpark, half to FDR. And the entire ballpark is going to be free reign. Like, there's going to be weightlifting on the concourse. There's going to be guys in the bullpen, but throwing their bullpens, but separated by a bullpen mound. Like, you know, if I'm on this bullpen, there has to be an empty bullpen between us before you're thrown on the other one. It's just everything is going to be socially distanced. You'll see non-uniform personnel wearing masks. The players won't have masks on, but almost everybody else will. It's going to be weird. One of the things is that, you know, you're going to need a lot of patience from the players because this is totally different from them. And I think really everybody down there is going into this with really the only thing they know is the handbook from Major League Baseball and really no other instruction. It's everyone's going into this, you know, almost blind and rushed. Here we are, the first workout's Friday, and it's just, I have no idea what it's going to look like.
Yeah, it's like the blind leading the blind. The only thing they know is that they're going to play some baseball here, hopefully on July 23rd for an opening day. Matt, last one for you. Yesterday, Matt Klentak did not close the door on Odubel Herrera and said he's still under consideration. Now, they didn't take him on the 60, which means, you know, he's not under extreme consideration. Otherwise, he'd be with the rest of this team right now. But, Matt, I have said for a couple of weeks now that this very strange year does open a door where they could bring him back. And my guess was before this whole thing that they didn't want to. They wanted him to just kind of stash away at AAA and eventually they'd move on. But at some point, if he's under consideration and they have some illness within outfielders, I think it's going to be very hard for them not to call him up. What do you think on the whole Odubel thing? I think most fans don't want to see him again, but again, we're not going to have fans this year, so maybe that also would make it easier for them if they had to give him a second chance. What do you think on Odubel?
I still don't think so. And they have a lot of outfielders, so it would take a pretty wicked coronavirus outbreak to if that was the only reason that they ran out of outfield depth and that's why he had to come up. But there's going to be no fans in the ballpark, but there's going to be fans watching, and there's going to be fans paying attention.
For sure.
And we know what the last month did for the goodwill of baseball. So it's not like the Phillies are flying high right now in the city and they can afford to throw Odubel Herrera out there. You know, it's still a PR move to that point, to that extent. And then the other thing, what Matt Klentak said yesterday, is almost what he has to say, because everything they do with him has to be based on baseball reasons. Every transaction that's made, they have to be able to back up by baseball reasons, and that's what they're, you know, when they talk, they treat him in conversation as a baseball player, but the reason he's not on the 60 is because he was arrested in Atlantic City last summer. That's why. But they are able to guide that as a baseball reason, and that's what the comments were yesterday. So they can defend these decisions and stand behind it as baseball reasons. And there are baseball reasons because the guy was not the all-star that he was 3 years ago. He was a totally different player last season and the year before that. So, I mean, they have all the rights in the world to not have him on the roster for baseball reasons as well.
Yeah, he did. He regressed in a significant way even before all the issues off the field. Matt, I appreciate you hopping on. Good luck covering summer camp over the stadium in FDR Park. And I'll be reading and we'll chat soon. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks a lot, Joe. I'm looking forward to it.
There he goes. Matt Breen of the Inquirer there talking to us about the Phillies, about Real Muto. So how about that? Matt Breen envisions a scenario where the Phillies allowed JT to walk into free agency. I think every day we get closer to that. I've been saying this since March. I just don't think either side is in a spot to budge. They both have a lot to gain by waiting. They both could lose by waiting as well. It's a game of chicken. I think Real Muto is going to head to free agency, and I would put it as 65-35. 65 yes, 35 no, that I believe Real Muto will be a Philly long term and be a Philly in, at least, you know, for next year moving forward. It's not 100-0. It's not even 80-20. I think it's 65-35 he's back. And I'll move that as the course of the year goes on if I feel like I'm more confident or less confident. But I think that the idea of them signing him now is just not going to happen if he does want record money for the position. 215-592-9494. Pete is in Springfield. Pete is up on WIP. Hey, Pete.
Hey, my man. How you doing?
Good, Pete. What's up tonight?
I thought you might go to a commercial after that, so I got to get ready here. First and foremost, you asked very good questions. I got to tell you, I really liked that interview. Now, as far I do a lot of medical deliveries, and I track COVID stuff and so forth. I'm telling you, two words will reverse the trend again and start lowering the numbers again. Inside mask, okay? When people wore masks inside, okay, going to grocery stores, supermarkets, stuff like that, the numbers never went up. They kept on going down. And now that we've gone green, especially in like places down south and so forth, I've noticed that, and I've been hearing from my clients and stuff in their other areas, that folks are going into the bars and they're taking their masks off. They're going into restaurants and taking their masks off. And I'm like, they got to make it mandatory. And even for baseball, I think when they're on the base paths, masks off. When they come back to the dugout, mask on. When they go to the locker room, mask on. Weight room, mask on. Because they're internal, okay? Once they're out in the open air, they, for whatever reason, when they're open in the air, none of the COVID numbers have gone up because of the beaches, you know? So it's all about internal and wearing masks, and I think that if we get back to that, you're going to see the trends coming back down again.
Well, Pete, I hope people listen. I hope you're right. And I know here at WIP we have – and I'm by myself in this room. Tucker's behind the other side of the glass. And when we're not talking on the air, we have to have our masks on. Everything we do here, other than like the, you know, when I'm on the air talking to you right now, we have our masks on. We need to.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tracked some local managers and stuff, and one of the Target ladies told me, a manager at Target told me that they average about anywhere between 8,000 to 10,000 people per day since April 1st. Okay, right. And they only clean the escalators every couple hours, but everybody who comes in has to wear a mask, and they reported that they've never had one individual actionable case of COVID. And I'm telling you, it's because people, when they go shopping, they wear the mask. It's mandatory. But now since they've gone green, folks think that means they can take the mask off inside. You can't, you know, and that's what we got to get back to. So my own opinion.
Well, Pete, I appreciate it, and I hope people listen to you, man. I appreciate your phone call. Pete's giving us the truth there on the mask. I'm with you. I know it's crazy. It's become such a divisive thing. I sometimes it's easy to see why things are divisive, right? You know, there are certain things in the world, in life. I find it funny when sports things become divisive, because let's be real about it. It's not that serious. It's sports. But things in sports become divisive. We understand that. There's things that we all get passionate about on each side. I have, from the beginning, not understood why what our caller there was just talking about has become divisive. And guess what? We are going to watch soon masks on television all the time when these sports come back. Now Pete was describing what he thinks they should do. I'm not sure exactly what all the rules are going to be with masks, but we know some people are going to wear masks during these games. Coaches could wear masks. Managers could wear masks. I believe a mask is going to be mandatory in baseball when a pitching change is made. So, like when Joe Torre goes out in the what inning is he going to take Velasquez out first start? When he goes out in the second
third?
Inning. I'd say second. Velasquez,
he's probably not allowed to throw more than 50 pitches.
Right.
You're right, second.
42 pitches, two outs in the second inning.
As long as he gets through the three-batter minimum, we'll be okay.
Man, imagine if Vince can't get through a three-batter minimum in the first inning. That's another problem. But whenever Girardi goes out for his first pitching change, Velasquez, two guys on, two in already. Braves 2, Phillies nothing in the second inning. Can I have the mask? Can I have the ball? He said, "Have that mask on." Like it's we're gonna watch it as part of sports now. And I'm used to it. It was weird that the like putting on a mask in March felt odd and awkward. I don't even think about it anymore. It's just it's part of what we have to do. And look, we've done a better job here and in New Jersey, New York. I mean, these states have really done a great job the last couple months in getting us back to where we need to be. Obviously, in other spots right now, it's not. But we have to. We have to do it. And the quicker we do it and the smarter we do it, the better off we're all going to be. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. We'll come back. Your phone calls. And I want to play something for you. It's the Jamal Adams trade thing that has come up a lot the last couple of weeks. Is I have been for weeks saying it would be a big deal if the Dallas Cowboys get him and the Eagles don't. If he lands in Dallas, it is a major deal. Two things I saw yesterday. One, on a former NFL executive, where he ranks the Eagles among the possible landing spots. I think you're going to like this. And the other, a trade idea for how Dallas could get him. It makes me worried because Dallas is a surplus and it involves an Eagles decision. I'll explain next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.